patient name, Jillian, J-I-L-L-I-A-N, Gasparro, G-A-S as in Sam, P-A-R-R-O. Provider, Corrine Castrol. Date of appointment, March 3rd, 2024. Time of appointment, 3 p.m. End of appointment, 4 p.m. Code, 99205. Chief complaint. I just had a very bad rash to Lamictal and ended up in the ER. I have a lot of anxiety. I've had panic attacks and obsessional worries with my second child. I was depressed and couldn't function. Period, unquote. The patient reports onset of depression and anxiety was at age 28. She became worse after the birth of her second child. Actually, during the pregnancy of her second child, who is now 1 year old, she became overly worried about becoming sick or people getting hurt. She was afraid of herself getting sick and not being able to care for her baby. She didn't want to be around anyone because of fears of getting sick. She was on Lexapro 20 milligrams PO daily since age 28. It was increased to 25 milligrams during her pregnancy by her OBGYN. From 28 until this year, she had been treated by her primary care physician. After her baby was born, she became even more obsessional and worried about anyone bringing germs home to the baby, and her obstetrician suggested she talk to a psychiatrist. In May of 2023, she began seeing a Dr. Gezele, G-H-E-Z-E-L-A-I-A-G-H, with Brookhaven Psychiatry. He changed her over to Effexor XR and titrated up to 225 milligrams. She stated that the worries are still there, but they are much more manageable and she can function. She states that her mood runs, quote, hot and cold, unquote. She stated she has always been a moody person. She tends to be irritable and easily frustrated. She had her hormones checked and everything was fine. She stated that the irritability can last for a few days, such as when she has an argument with her husband, but otherwise it does not maintain a steady state of irritability or euphoria. She never feels energized. She has never felt euphoric. She has never had a decreased need for sleep. She has always needed her sleep and misses her sleep. There have never been any signs of hypomania or mania. She has never been psychotic. The patient has panic attacks. She has episodes in which she can't breathe. She gets repetitious in her verbalization, saying, oh my God, oh my God. She feels dizzy, she gets tunnel vision, and she can't calm herself down. This has not happened in many months. She has no rituals associated with the obsessions of germs. She feels fatigued all the time. She is usually able to get to the gym and exercise, normally enjoys going to the gym, but currently feels fatigued all the time. She experienced trauma when her son was born 6 years ago. He became stuck in her pelvic bones and when he was born, he wasn't breathing for 2 minutes. During the birth, her epidural wore off. The son was in NICU for 5 days. He is now fine, but it gives her chills just to think about it. She does express having very vivid dreams, which she feels may be nightmares, but she cannot remember the content of them. She startles easily and does have some flashbacks. She expresses that she has felt depersonalized. From age 15 to 20, she was verbally abused and emotionally abused by a boyfriend. At 21, she reports feeling traumatized when her grandmother passed away. She remembers the grandmother being in an open casket, and she has that image burned into her mind. When she was 23 years old, her uncle and 14-year-old cousin were killed on a motorcycle. Past psychiatric history, the patient went to Passages for Women after her second baby, and then went to Brookhaven Psychiatry, Dr. Gasley. She has never been psychiatrically hospitalized. She has no past history of suicide thoughts or behaviors. No non-suicidal, self-injurious behaviors, no violent acts. Family history, there is anxiety on the maternal side in her mother and her sister. Substance use, the patient has a very occasional glass of wine. There is no nicotine, no marijuana, or illicit drug use. Medical, approximately 3 weeks ago, the patient was put on Lamictal for irritability and anxiety. She developed a very severe diffuse rash. She went to the emergency room and was given IV steroids and Benadryl. The patient has a history of 2 episodes of renal colic. She had kidney stones. She has a history of mild headaches, which are controlled on birth control pills. Surgical, the patient had a C-section with her second baby, and she had a D&C after a miscarriage. Social, the patient is married with 2 children. She works full-time from home. Developmental, unremarkable, the patient does not report any academic difficulties that she had. She stated she grew up in a loving and supportive family.